morning we're saying, we're continuing mitzvah number 11, the mitzvah of Kriyishma, which you're familiar with, say it every day, two or three times a day. I'll just speak out some points about Kriyishma which are important to know. Mitzvah Kriyishma, as you know, is to read the first parsha, second parsha, third parsha. It's a machlokus, a big machlokus, meforshim, which is, what's the Oraisa and what's the Rabbanan. Some say, and the Gemara also is a machlokus. Some say the first line of Kriyishma is Minotaur and the rest is the Rabbanan. Some say the first parsha, third paragraph. Some say the second paragraph. The third paragraph, which has tzitzis in it for a different reason altogether, it's never mentioned, it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which is a separate mitzvah altogether. It mentions Yitzhak Mitzrayim in day and in night. Remembering Sidus Rhyme can be done any time during the day, any time during the night. Each one time during the day, one time during the night. The mitzvah of Kriyishma, however, has a special time to it. It's Man of Kriyishma. That's either the first paragraph or the second paragraph, whatever the according to each shita, according to opinion. And there's a machlokas how to compute the time of Kriyishma, which is really relevant to many other mitzvahs in the Torah. So we'll discuss how to make the computation of the Shol Zmanios, what's called the Jewish hours of the day. Get to when you can eat chametz, Zman Tefillah, Zman Kriyishma, and many other mitzvahs as well. So we'll just briefly describe how you do that, since it's relevant to so many mitzvahs. There's two sets of opinions about that, and each opinion has many poskim on the side. Notably, the Mogen Avraham and those who hold of his opinion. So you make the computation from the time, what's called Amar Shachar, when the first light appears on the eastern horizon, which is approximately an hour and a half before when the sun actually rises on the horizon. Again, there's a machlokes about that, how much the time will say. We'll call it, in the meantime, an hour and a half. Until, say, when it gets dark at night, which is maybe 45 minutes after Shkia. It's also machlokes exactly what time that is, but that's your computer. Take that span of time from Amar Shachar, from the first morning light to dark, divide it into 12 sections. So therefore, in the summer when we have, for example, Tekuvas Tammuz right now, it's the longest day of the year, happens to be at this point. So, say the day is 16 hours long, you divide it into 12 sections, so each hour comes out to be an hour and a quarter. So the first hour of the day is 1 hour and a quarter, second hour of the day is 2.5, third hour of the day is 3.75. And Vesan, the Zman of Kriyishma, is the first 3 hours of the day. Zman Kima, when people get up in the morning, Rishach B'chol Kumecha says, when you go down, we go to sleep, and when you get up, is the first 3 hours of the day. So you compute it according to that, and that time happens to come out now with the summer clock, it's approximately 8:15 today.